Imagine walking into a home where every object seems to welcome you, where the energy flows seamlessly from room to room, and where you instantly feel both energized and at peace. This isn't just good interior design, it's feng shui in action. Tara Catherine Collins's The Western Guide to Feng Shui has become a modern classic for those seeking to transform their living spaces into havens of positive energy. Since its publication, this practical guide has been embraced by celebrities like Madonna and Gwyneth Paltrow, who have incorporated its principles into their homes. Even tech giants like Google and Apple have integrated feng shui concepts into their office designs, recognizing how our physical environments profoundly impact our productivity, creativity, and well-being. Collins's approach has resonated deeply in Western culture precisely because it translates ancient Eastern wisdom into practical applications without requiring adherence to any particular spiritual tradition. At the heart of feng shui lies a revolutionary perspective. Everything around us, from furniture to photographs, is alive with energy called qi. This isn't merely a poetic metaphor, but a practical framework that transforms how we interact with our possessions and spaces. When we recognize that our grandmother's kitchen table carries the energy of family gatherings, or that a secondhand couch might hold the previous owner's emotional residue, we begin to understand why certain spaces feel nurturing while others drain our energy. Consider your own home. That chair you inherited from your aunt isn't just an object taking up space. It carries memories, associations, and feelings that continuously influence your inner life. These energy imprints affect you whether you're consciously aware of them or not. One of Collins' clients, Susan, couldn't understand why she felt depressed in her beautiful bedroom until she realized her furniture carried the negative associations of her painful divorce. By replacing these pieces, she transformed not just her bedroom, but her emotional landscape. The goal isn't to become paranoid about every object's energy, but to create what Collins calls environmental affirmations, surroundings alive with life-affirming energy that reflect our ideal state of consciousness. This means selecting possessions that resonate with who we are and who we aspire to become. When your environment mirrors your highest aspirations, it creates pathways for happiness and prosperity to flow into your life. This principle extends beyond aesthetics to function. A chair that looks beautiful but causes back pain contradicts its purpose of providing comfort. A cluttered desk may look lived in, but actually impedes productivity. By honoring the living energy of our spaces and possessions, we create environments that genuinely support our well-being rather than subtly undermining it. The second fundamental principle of feng shui reveals that all people, places, and things are energetically connected. There is no true isolation in our universe. This interconnectedness means that each aspect of our lives affects all others, creating a complex web of influence that extends far beyond what we typically recognize. Think of your home as an ecosystem where every element affects the whole. That argument you had in the kitchen last week, its energy lingers, affecting how you feel when preparing meals. The pile of unfinished projects in your office corner, it's silently broadcasting a message of incompletion that permeates your work life. Even seemingly insignificant details, like a dripping faucet or a broken doorbell, can symbolically represent and reinforce areas of your life that aren't functioning optimally. Our relationships with ourselves, others, and our possessions ripple outward to affect all aspects of our lives. Unresolved conflicts, even seemingly small ones, accumulate and diminish our quality of life. This principle encourages healing through generosity, compassion, honesty, and forgiveness in all relationships, including our relationship with our physical spaces. Collins uses the metaphor of a gemstone to illustrate this interconnectedness. Each facet, health, finances, relationships, creativity, connects to all others. Polish one facet, and the entire gem shines brighter. Neglect one area, and the whole loses luster. This explains why organizing your closet might mysteriously improve your career prospects, or why repainting your bedroom could enhance your relationships. When you improve any aspect of your environment with conscious intention, you create positive ripples throughout your entire life. This principle also explains why piecemeal approaches to feng shui often disappoint, placing a wealth symbol in one corner while ignoring the rest of your cluttered, chaotic space won't produce meaningful results. True transformation requires acknowledging the whole system and making changes that honor this interconnectedness. This principle also explains why piecemeal approaches to feng shui often disappoint, placing a wealth symbol in one corner while ignoring the rest of your cluttered, chaotic space won't produce meaningful results. True transformation requires acknowledging the whole system and making changes that honor this interconnectedness. The third principle of feng shui embraces change as the only constant in our physical universe. While many of us resist change, clinging to the familiar even when it no longer serves us, feng shui views change as a gift to be welcomed rather than feared. As we evolved personally, our homes should reflect this growth. Have you ever returned home after a transformative vacation or retreat and suddenly seen your space with fresh eyes? These magic moments occur when we suddenly realize our environment no longer reflects who we've become. Perhaps that dark, heavy furniture that once felt sophisticated now feels oppressive. Or maybe the minimalist aesthetic you once loved now feels cold and uninviting as you enter a warmer, more connected phase of life. Whether through major renovations or small adjustments like adding fresh flowers, updating our surroundings aligns our homes with our inner development. Homes that remain static despite personal growth become devitalized and stale, as qi requires change to remain vibrant. Collins shares how she and her husband periodically rearrange their offices to gain fresh perspectives, demonstrating how embracing change supports continued growth. This principle also explains why seasonal adjustments to our homes can feel so refreshing. Adding cozy textiles in winter or bringing in plants and flowers in spring helps our spaces breathe with the natural rhythms of change. These adjustments aren't merely decorative, they're energetic alignments that keep our environments in harmony with the changing world around us. The beauty of this principle is that it liberates us from perfectionism. Your home doesn't need to achieve some final, ideal state. It's meant to be a dynamic reflection of your evolving self. Each change you make is not a correction of something wrong, but an honoring of who you're becoming. Moving from principles to practice, Collins' first guideline is deceptively simple, yet profoundly transformative. Surround yourself with things you truly love. This means being selective and personal in your choices rather than following design trends or keeping items out of obligation. This guideline asks us to shift from accumulating possessions to curating them. Instead of asking, "Can I afford this?" or "Is this in style?" the primary question becomes, "Do I love this?" This simple reframing can transform your relationship with your possessions from one of mindless consumption to mindful selection. What happens when you must temporarily live with something you don't love, perhaps due to financial constraints or shared living situations? Collins suggests enhancing its energy by placing beloved items nearby. She shares how she transformed a gray couch she disliked by draping it with a beautiful cloth in color she loved. This simple adjustment changed her experience of the furniture completely. The concept of environmental affirmations suggests regularly sorting possessions by asking, "Do I love this?" to create a home filled only with items that nourish, rejuvenate, and inspire. This doesn't mean everything must be expensive or perfect. A child's drawing might carry more positive energy than an expensive but emotionally neutral artwork. This guideline also acknowledges that what we love changes over time. The collection of figurines that once brought joy might now feel like a burden to dust and maintain. The bold color scheme that excited you 5 years ago might now feel overwhelming. By regularly reassessing what we truly love, we keep our spaces aligned with our authentic selves. Living with what you love creates a feedback loop of positive energy. When your surroundings reflect your true preferences and values, you feel more at home in your space. This comfort then radiates outward, affecting how you interact with others and approach your daily activities. While many design approaches prioritize aesthetics over function, Feng Shui insists that safety and comfort must precede beauty. This practical guideline reminds us that our homes should first protect and nurture us before impressing others. Consider how many injuries occur from sharp furniture corners, poorly placed rugs, or inadequate lighting. These hazards not only pose physical dangers, but also create subtle psychological stress as our bodies remain subconsciously vigilant. By eliminating these dangers, we allow our nervous systems to relax more deeply. The command position represents one of Feng Shui's most important comfort principles. Beds, desks, and seating should be arranged so we can see the door without being directly in line with it. This position taps into our primitive need to monitor our surroundings while feeling protected. When we can't see who's entering our space, our nervous systems remain slightly activated, preventing full relaxation or concentration. Comfort extends beyond safety to ergonomics. A beautiful chair that causes backaches contradicts Feng Shui principles, as does a stunning but uncomfortable bed. Our bodies communicate wisdom through comfort. When something feels physically right, it's often energetically right as well. This guideline challenges the notion that we should sacrifice comfort for style. Instead, it asks, why not have both? Comfortable furniture can be beautiful, and beautiful spaces can be safe. By refusing to compromise on safety and comfort, we create environments that truly support our well-being rather than undermining it for the sake of appearances. The implications of this principle extend beyond physical comfort to emotional safety. Does your home feel like a sanctuary where you can truly be yourself? Or do formal rooms and delicate furnishings create tension about potential damage? A home that prioritizes safety and comfort becomes a place where you can fully exhale and where guests feel genuinely welcomed rather than afraid to touch anything. In our abundant world, simplifying and organizing our possessions becomes essential for maintaining healthy energy flow. Collins distinguishes between active chaos, the creative mess that generates excitement and productivity, and passive chaos, stagnant clutter that drains vitality and blocks creativity. This distinction helps us move beyond simplistic "clutter is bad" thinking to a more nuanced understanding. The artist's studio with materials in creative disarray differs energetically from the neglected corner of unopened mail and forgotten projects. One represents engaged creativity, the other, avoidance and stagnation. When clearing possessions, Collins suggests asking 7 key questions. 1. Do I love this? 2. Do I need this? 3. Does it reflect who I am now in my life? 4. Do I have another one that serves the same purpose? What's the worst thing that would happen if I let it go? Am I keeping this out of obligation or guilt? 7. Could someone else use this more than me? These questions help us distinguish between items that genuinely serve our current lives and those we keep out of habit, obligation, or fear. The process isn't about achieving some minimalist ideal, but about ensuring everything in your space actively contributes to your well-being. The magical result of clearing clutter is that releasing old items creates space for new opportunities and belongings that better serve us. Many of Collins' clients report that after clearing out stagnant possessions, new job offers, relationships, or creative inspirations suddenly appeared, as if the physical clearing created energetic space for these new developments. This principle applies not just to visible spaces, but to hidden ones as well. Cluttered closets, drawers, and storage areas affect the energy of your entire home, even when the mess is concealed. By organizing these behind-the-scenes spaces, you create a sense of integrity in your environment, where the private areas are as harmonious as the public ones. The final principle emphasizes that the best time to practice feng shui is today, not waiting for perfect conditions or a future home. Even if you're planning to move or renovate, enhancing your current living space energizes your goals and dreams. This principle addresses the common tendency to postpone creating a harmonious environment until some future ideal circumstance. I'll organize when I have more time. I'll create a beautiful bedroom after we move. I'll invest in quality furniture in my next apartment. These delays prevent us from experiencing the benefits of feng shui in the present moment, where life actually happens. By joining forces with your home, however humble or temporary it may be, you create an alliance that supports your current reality while building toward your desired future. Setting clear intentions and taking immediate action, even small steps, creates momentum that can transform both your space and your life. Collins shares stories of clients who implemented feng shui principles in rental apartments, dorm rooms, and even office cubicles, experiencing significant positive changes despite space limitations or temporary situations. One client, preparing to move to a larger home, decided to enhance her current small apartment first. The process of clearing clutter and creating beauty in her existing space clarified exactly what she wanted in her next home and attracted the perfect property within weeks. This principle reminds us that feng shui isn't about achieving some perfect end state, but about creating an ongoing relationship with our environment. Each adjustment, each conscious choice about our surroundings strengthens this relationship and enhances our experience of daily life. The practice becomes not something to complete, but a way of living in greater harmony with our spaces. By simplifying and organizing to give your creative spirit room to flourish, embracing change, living with what you love, and prioritizing comfort and safety, you create what Collins calls heaven on earth. Not in some distant future, but in your life today. One of Feng Shui's most powerful tools is the Bagua Map, an energy template that correlates your home's physical layout with 9 life areas: wealth and prosperity, fame and reputation, love and marriage, health and family, center, children and creativity, knowledge and self-cultivation, career, and helpful people and travel. This map provides a systematic way to enhance specific aspects of your life through environmental adjustments. To create a Bagua map for your home, draw a bird's eye view of your floor plan, align the entrance at the bottom of the page, and divide the space into 9 equal sections like a tic-tac-toe board. Each section corresponds to a different life area. For instance, the far left corner from the entrance relates to wealth and prosperity, while the center back area governs fame and reputation. The power of this approach lies in its specificity. Rather than making general improvements, you can target particular life challenges through focused environmental enhancements. Struggling with your career? Examine the career area of your home, the center front, for potential issues like clutter, broken items, or missing elements. Seeking love? The love and marriage area, far right corner from the entrance, might need attention through romantic imagery, pairs of objects, or warm colors. Collins shares numerous examples of this principle in action. One client, whose only health complaint was smoking, had unknowingly placed a pencil cactus, shaped like cigarettes, with a flame-like carving in her health area. Another, whose husband worked excessively long hours, had hung a painting of a forlorn, waiting woman in their love and marriage area. When these symbolic items were replaced with positive alternatives, their situations improved dramatically. What makes the Bagua map particularly powerful is its recognition that our physical environments often unconsciously mirror our internal challenges. By bringing these connections into awareness, we gain the power to change both our spaces and ourselves. The map becomes not just a decorating tool, but a powerful instrument for self-reflection and intentional living. For multi-story homes, the Bagua map extends vertically. What's directly above or below a particular area carries the same energy designation. This creates a 3-dimensional energy grid throughout your home, allowing for coordinated enhancements across levels. When parts of the Bagua fall outside your home's physical structure, common with L-shaped or irregular floor plans, special techniques like mirrors, outdoor features, or crystal placements can complete the missing areas energetically. These adjustments ensure the integrity of your home's energy field despite architectural irregularities. Complementing the Bagua map is the 5 element system: wood, fire, earth, metal, and water, which provides another layer of energetic balance. These elements aren't merely decorative categories, but represent different types of energy that interact in specific ways. Each element has distinctive characteristics. Wood represents growth, flexibility, and creativity, appearing in wooden furniture, plants, floral patterns, and blue-green colors. Fire embodies transformation, passion, and recognition, present in lighting, animal imagery, triangular shapes, and red tones. Earth provides stability, nourishment, and grounding, found in ceramics, square shapes, and yellow or earth tones. Metal offers precision, clarity, and efficiency, appearing in metallic objects, circular shapes, and white or light pastels. Water symbolizes flow, depth, and intuition, represented by water features, mirrors, asymmetrical shapes, and dark colors. These elements interact through two important cycles. In the nourishing cycle, elements support each other. Water nourishes wood, wood feeds fire, fire creates earth, earth produces metal, and metal holds water. In the controlling cycle, elements check each other's excesses. Wood consumes earth, earth dams water, water extinguishes fire, fire melts metal, and metal cuts wood. Understanding these interactions allows you to diagnose and correct energetic imbalances. A room that feels too fiery, perhaps too stimulating or argumentative, can be balanced with water elements, like a mirror or blue accessories. A space that feels waterlogged, perhaps dreamy but unproductive, might need metal elements, like white accents or circular shapes, to provide structure. The five elements system explains why monochromatic or single element rooms often feel uncomfortable despite being stylistically coherent. Our bodies, comprising all five elements, naturally seek environments that reflect this same balance. When all elements are present in harmonious proportions, we experience a sense of completeness and well-being that transcends aesthetic preferences. This system also offers insights into personal element affinities. Some people naturally gravitate towards certain elements in their clothing, decorating choices, or temperaments. Recognizing these patterns helps you create spaces that honor your elemental nature while gently balancing any excesses. Ultimately, Feng Shui is not about following rigid rules, but about creating a deeply personal relationship with your environment. Collins emphasizes that the most powerful Feng Shui adjustments are those that resonate with your authentic self rather than those that merely follow prescribed formulas. This personalized approach explains why genuine Feng Shui looks different in every home. One person's ideal bedroom might feature rich jewel tones and ornate furnishings, while another's perfect sanctuary contains minimalist design and soft neutrals. Both can be excellent Feng Shui if they genuinely reflect and support their inhabitants' well-being. The journey begins with developing what Collins calls Feng Shui eyes, the ability to see your environment not as a collection of objects, but as a living energy field that both reflects and influences your life. This perceptual shift transforms ordinary decorating decisions into conscious choices about the energy you wish to cultivate. As you implement changes, Collins encourages pairing physical adjustments with inner development work. Enhancing your wealth area works best when combined with cultivating gratitude. Improving your health area becomes more powerful when accompanied by better self-care practices. This dual approach creates the most profound and lasting results. The process often reveals unexpected insights about yourself. The clutter you've been avoiding might represent unprocessed emotions. Your reluctance to hang personal photos might reflect uncertainty about your identity. The worn-out furniture you can't seem to replace might symbolize self-worth issues. By facing these connections compassionately, Feng Shui becomes not just home improvement, but a path of self-discovery. Collins shares her own Feng Shui journey in the book's afterword. When she first encountered these principles during a difficult period in her marriage, she hoped Feng Shui might save the relationship. Instead, the process revealed fundamental incompatibilities that led to separation within a month. In her new apartment, she rigorously applied Feng Shui principles, enhancing her career area with flowers and flowing water. This led to managing an art gallery, meeting influential people, including Louise Hay, and eventually finding love with Brian Collins after hanging wedding bells in her love and marriage area. Through life's challenges, Feng Shui has guided her to create her own heaven on earth. This personal testimony underscores an important truth. Feng Shui doesn't magically fix everything or prevent all difficulties. Rather, it helps align your environment with your authentic path, sometimes revealing uncomfortable truths while creating space for genuine fulfillment. The practice becomes not about achieving perfection, but about creating a home that truly supports who you are and who you're becoming, your own unique heaven on earth.